Jill Fraser, you've been mayor of Camden, you've been a councillor, you work in the most quintessential English establishment, a fish and chip shop. You seem to know what's going on in Camden, and Camden seems to know you as well. Is that the case?
Absolutely. The chip shop is actually the biggest and best surgery in the world. It's what, I won't go into the long details of how I got to be in the fish and chip shop, but having once started work there, it got me working in the community. People came and complained about the council, continually complaining and saying nothing can be done about it. And I'm afraid I have never ever believed that nothing can be done. Being born just after the war, I just consider that as a teenager we started to change everything, and I still believe it can be done. And so people complained to me, I started going to local meetings, and made the big mistake of putting my hand up, and of course you are then marked for life, because I was then invited to everything, and became, which I, a term I've never really enjoyed, which is a local activist, but definitely became one of those, and did start to make changes in the local area, of which some are still going, and I'm very proud.
So your politics grew out of the chip shop?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was just about local initiatives and, you know, being told that I couldn't do something. No. And I think I can. And I think I can make change, and I can lead people if necessary, and, you know, get the community involved. You know, the whole area around Gospel Oak where I live, you know, has had some tremendous changes in the last few years. And at the moment, I'm desperately trying to regenerate Queen's Crescent Market, which will make the area so much better. We had a wonderful market years ago, and it was run down very badly by the council to almost nothing. We've taken on as a social enterprise, and it's very hard work, but we are trying very hard to re-energise that market atmosphere, which, after all, we've got a very cosmopolitan people in the whole area, all who come from a bartering system of some measure. So markets are the perfect place. It's a wonderful place for the community to meet each other. And we're all fed up with supermarkets, I think. And to be able to buy your produce locally, where you can actually, you know, source it and see it, and it's wonderful.
You've lived in the borough for a very long time. Yes. You've highlighted an issue of markets. But what do you feel are the main worries for Camdenites at the moment?
Housing, and it's top of my tree at all levels. We don't have enough social housing. We don't have enough private housing. And we certainly do not have enough housing that can be affordable. A word that I promised if I ever get elected, I shall wipe out of the English language. Affordable housing in Camden, you know, it does not exist. And I'm losing my children, along with thousands of other parents who were born, bred in the community, went to local schools, but they're all leaving London. Two of my children have bought, but miles and miles away from me. My grandchild I'll now not only see on rare occasions. And the thing is that the problem goes on. The fact that they're so far away, I have either got to move towards them, because if I stay here, which is my intention, the state is going to have to look after me when I'm too old to look after myself, because the normal way that we've all been brought up to take care of our parents as they took care of us just doesn't happen anymore.
Have you got an idea of what could be done?
Well, about making it, we need private rented accommodation as well as social. Councils for years have not been allowed to keep the money that they've had from selling off council houses. So they've been unable to build new. And so any building that is done by councils now is all, again, for private, with possibly a minimal amount of social housing. We've got to make it a bigger percentage of social housing in those private builds.
You stood in this constituency 10 years ago in 2005, and It was said at the time that you gave Frank Dobson something of a scare because you did very, very well, didn't you?
I did. I think there were lots of reasons. I think possibly I was the first person that had ever tried for many, many years. Frank has been an institution for a long time. There was also a few things around the war and people wanting change. But also, I think I was the first person, local person, that was known to actually try. And, you know, we did work very, very hard. And I think that just shows that actually people do appreciate the fact that politics is about local people. It's not some special plane that only people from Eton and Harrow have anything to do with. Local politics and central politics begin at home on the doorstep. And I think I can bring that localism to Camden.
Can you imagine what it would be like to be an MP?
Well, I suppose I can, in the fact that I know all our London MPs and I harangue them on various occasions over things that I think need to be done and sorted. I did a lot of haranguing over the bedroom tax because it badly affected our foster carers, of which I've had links with. I am even now the secretary of Camden Association for Foster Carers. Been very involved in foster children through the council years, and you know other reasons with the bedroom tax, foster carers were supposed to pay, even though they had a foster child in their spare bedroom, were supposed to pay the tax if they weren't claiming any sort of benefits, which was absolutely ridiculous. So yes, I think I've got a good idea what being an MP should be in my it's not a club to sit back and take your money and go shooting at weekends or whatever or playing golf. I think it's a full-time job that you should be there working for your constituents.
You have a personal following in the constituency. What about the attitude of the constituents towards the Liberal Democrat Party?
Well, you know, we've taken a knocking. We knew we would. We knew this 5 years ago that it would end, you know, not end as well as we'd hoped. But we made the right decision at the time. And I think you just, you know, you have to decide what it is you really want. And we knew that throwing the country into another election, which was unlikely to have changed anything, would just be a very expensive and a very silly thing to do. So, no, I think we did the right thing, and I think we've made huge changes. We've stopped the Conservatives doing a lot of things that we didn't think they should do. We've had to give way on certain things. That's what coalition's all about. But I think we've done a lot of good. So I'm proud of our record, even if at the moment people aren't feeling liberal. I think that liberalism, there's a lot of harshness out on the street and people being fed up and not knowing, I think, who is running the country perhaps and how it's going. People are confused with what is happening in the country. So I think I'd like to be a cold, sort of calm sense of reason. Come on, let's get the local politics. Let's get our voice heard down in Westminster about what we want, not what government think we should have.
Along with housing, no doubt, there are worries about employment. And while figures might be looking slightly rosier, we do still have this issue of zero-hour contracts, which I think that Vince Cable actually said was an OK thing.
Well, I'm allowed to fall out with the party over a few things. No, zero-hour contracts are a terrible thing. You work because you need to, and you cannot know work and plan paying your bills without knowing how many hours you're going to be working and how much money you're going to take home. 0 hours are a terrible thing. And no, fought against, tried to make Camden stop 0 hour contracts when I was a councillor, sadly failed in that fight. But I believe now they are changing their mind. So yeah, hopefully we'll see an end to 0 hours contracts before. I think there's a lot of opposition to it. And I don't think it will be just Liberal opposition.
There's a local issue and a national issue with regard to the mansion tax. It's perfectly possible in London that a house that would be deemed to be a mansion has been occupied by somebody for a very long time. They bought it for very little. It's accrued a great price tag. But they don't actually have the income to support a mansion tax. Do you think there should be an exception for London?
Well, London to me, it needs to be an exception for an awful lot of things. One size fits all does not work. But when it comes to mansion tax, yes, I really do wish that Vince hadn't been sitting around that coffee table with his pen and table napkin working it out, because no, it will not work in London. We need to just reband the council tax, and that will solve the problem.
On the doorsteps, what is the feeling about backtracking on tuition fees, of bringing in lunches for primary school children? Is there any antipathy towards the party nationally?
The lunches, it depends on, obviously, if you've got a child at school, then the lunches are something that the young mums are so, so happy about. The fact that they know their children are going to be getting a good meal, and that it's not going to cost them money they don't have, is wonderful. As for tuition fees, I feel that we'll probably live with that one for many years after I have left this mortal coil. I think, again, it was handled wrong, but it was the right decision. I do believe that that if you are well enough paid once you've had your education, that you can pay it back for the next person, possibly your own sibling, to be able to do the same. And as more young people went into university last year than ever before, I don't think that the young people are feeling that they've been so terribly hard done by.
And what do you think your chances of getting in are?
Not good, not excellent. But again, it depends on whether people, really, really do want change, which is what they say, that they don't want you're all the same or not. If they really want change, then I will stand a very good chance of getting elected, because they will vote for me to see if I will deliver that change.
What is that change that
you want to... Well, that I will represent them. I will not represent just my views and what I think should be right. I will go out there and ask them what they need, as in community centres. Community centres are failing dreadfully. They're closing down left, right and centre. A much needed resource. The one you have here, as you've been telling me, the wonderful things they do, that they're all in very, very close, to losing that resource. They mustn't. That, again, is localism. And we must make government realise that money is desperately needed to keep the local resources. I'm afraid I am local. If you don't want your MP to bang on about local issues, then I think that's sad.
So would you favour localism over Lib Dem national policy?
If it came desperate to it, yes. If I thought we couldn't agree, yes, because it has to be about local people. It has to. All politics is about people.
Frank Dobson managed to represent this constituency locally, which you tremendously acknowledge, but he also served on the front bench. Does that attract you?
No. I wouldn't want to have a portfolio, because that takes up too much time. I'd want to stay a relative backbencher to be able to serve the community and be amongst the community, which is where I think my two main opponents, Sir Keir, one believes if he gets elected will go off to be Minister of Justice, and we have the leader of the Green Party who will be extremely busy. So they'll both be busy doing a lot of other things than just being, serving Holborn and St Pancras, which I can do, and I'll serve it from the chip shop.
Obviously, it's still a while till election day, and the polls will probably continue to be all over the place. But if it comes down to the Lib Dems supporting either the Conservatives or Labour in order to form a government, what do you think would happen?
Well, I personally would hope that we would. I think that this country needs liberalism, as I think I said before, and I certainly hope that we would be there to try and put a rational side to whichever party gets in.
So you think that there would be support for a Conservative government or for a Labour government?
I would hope so.
Thank you.